Archinold, specialist in medical malpractice.
All the sports that's fit to air. Brad and Ben in the press box. Weekdays from 9 till noon on The Roar.
Here on a Thursday, John Heights ridden the Gamecocks hard, man. Just hard. So we'll let him bow that right now. Looking forward to this hour. I do want to tell you about our friends at Roosters, Roosters MGMC, RoostersMGC.com. That's Men's Grooming Center. And right now, you know, they're not going to be open up. You want to support them, get some gift certificates. When you go back, I'm seeing a lot of pictures of guys growing beards right now. I'll be honest with you, they don't look very good, fellas. Most of you can't grow it. The guys that grow it looks great, looks great. A lot of us out there doesn't look great. So do that. Let them take care of that beard for you. Trim you up, get you looking great. And a lot of you looking really scrubbed out there. A lot of people out there now got too much lettuce for their bowl. When we do open things back up, hopefully, pretty doggone soon, mid-May-ish, June 1st-ish, maybe, then let's get back out there and let's get to Roosters off of Pelham Road over in Greenville, RoostersMGC.com. We'll do more win game totals tomorrow, John. We're off on Friday, so we'll do the SEC East, the whole SEC East tomorrow, and get through that. Can't wait for that. Paul Shilo will join us tomorrow. Josh Williams will join us tomorrow. No Friday show, so we'll move our Friday people up to Thursday and do two shows in one. In case you missed our first hour, again, besides John getting on South Carolina, there's not a ton of sports news out there. The University of Washington model is looking improving. Only 60,000 deaths now projected rather than 80,000, rather than 250,000, which it was a few weeks ago. And so hopefully getting back and returning earlier. The all-in ball has been postponed. Dabo Swinney's all-in ball postponed. The Buccaneers jerseys were officially released. The Atlanta Falcons jerseys were unofficially leaked. You can find all those on Twitter. We can talk about that maybe a little bit. But I wanted to get into Mike Gundy's comments. And then I want to get into in this hour of what it looks like as far as each of these leagues coming back. And I have ranked in order the number of personnel that it's going to take to get each sport back. And what I did, John, is I did the PGA Tour, I did NASCAR, I did the NBA, Major League Baseball, the NFL, and college football. I need to ask Zach Orr about the National Hockey League because I don't know how many people it takes on National Hockey League to put a game on. But we're talking about operations, TV, players, coaches, managers, trainers. How many does it take? For instance, in the NBA, I think it takes about 50 people to put an NBA game on. 15 players, 8 to 10 coaches, gets you up to 25. You've got trainers, managers, that gets you up to about 30, 2 or 3 or 4. You've got, you don't need cheerleaders, anything like that, but you got the referees. You have stat people, and even then, stat people, by the way, they don't have to be quarantined. I mean, they can be quarantined off somewhere else. They can be doing this remotely if we have to, but I think around 50. So we'll look at what it takes, how many teams and what it takes and what that all looks like. So we'll do that in the segment, but I want to get to Mike Gundy's comments first. He's receiving, like, all kinds of flack for what he said. And to be honest with you, it was controversial. I get it. With that said, though, I think the guy is being crucified for having a thought. And like, for instance, I read Pat Forty, and I'll tell you what Pat Forty said. But Pat Forty just rips him up and down for having an opinion that's different than Pat Forty's. And I'm like, wait a minute, man, just because you feel different, who says the guys could be 100% wrong about this? Now, let me back all the way up. This is Heather Denich talking about Oklahoma State coach Mike Gundy. Tuesday, he said his goal was to return to the football building on May the 1st because he hopes that tests for COVID-19 will be available in a few weeks to be clear both employees and players. A proposed timetable of the university and its athletic director was quickly disputed. Gundy, speaking to more than a dozen reporters on a teleconference, said that although it would depend on whether there will be enough tests available in 3 or 4 weeks, that he could get his assistant coaches and support personnel tested for the virus. It was his full intention to be that his team start on May the 1st. Here are the comments. Quote, "It might get backed up 2 weeks. I don't know. I can't make that call. But if it does, we'll start with employees of this company, the ones that come in this building, and then we'll bring the players in. And slowly but surely, we'll test the we'll test them all in." He says that, this is about 20 minutes into the statement. Talked about short sports being cut down and working from home. And he said that if somebody were tested positive after returning to work, that person would be quarantined just like we do with people who get the flu. He said, quote, "We get people that get the flu during the season. We quarantine them. We treat them. We make sure they're healthy. We get them back. It would be the same thing here, but at some point we've got to get back to work. We've got to get back these guys back in here. From what I've read, the healthy people can fight this. The antibodies make it better. They're doing some blood transplants now with people that have already gotten the disease, that have gotten over it, and have the antibodies who can fight it. There's a lot of people who can figure this out. May 1st is our goal. Don't know if it will happen. Players will come in after that." He said that we'll adhere to the advice of the public health experts who are making the informed decisions in the best interest of the citizens of our nation and our state based upon sound scientific data. The university released that statement, by the way. But Gundy said, you know what? We can test them. If they test positive, we'll quarantine them. Now, John Hite, Pat Forty has ripped him, calling him obviously the doctor, the know-it-all, blah, 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 blah. Is what he said that offensive to you, that wrong to you, that outlandish to you and deserving to be ripped for what for? Having a pretty optimistic date of May the 1st coming back?
No, I don't have too much of an issue with it. I commend a football coach for having a plan in place. I think we are doing too much of this where we're letting our football coaches make all of our grand political statements in this country, and that's, I think we're putting them on a platform that they don't need to be on in that regard. But I have no problem with him being optimistic, especially when he added in, we're going to adhere to all the guidelines. You know, we'll adhere to what the government tells us to do. But I don't think there's anything wrong with him for having an optimistic plan in place, especially that he said it's fluid. You know, it's, you know, we'll push it back if we have to. But I'd much rather him come out with a plan like that than those coaches who are like, I just don't know. I don't know if we're ever going to do it. I don't know if we're ever going to get together. Then you get together and you're caught off guard.
Let me back all the way up and say this too. I'm going to do what they tell me to do. And obviously I am no expert by any stretch of the imagination. Don't claim to be, don't want to be. Not trained in it, not innocent. So I'm not telling you that this is what's going to happen. Is that clear? Because somebody's going to text in, and you know how the radio police do.
Sure.
So I'm not the policy maker here. And I'm not saying that I'm right about this next feeling. And if you feel differently, then knock yourself out. You feel differently. And I feel like I keep having to soften this thing up. But I don't want anybody to die. And I do understand there's people that are dying. And so my compassion goes out to those people. I'm so sorry. However, I think Mike Gundy makes a very valid point here. At some point, we are going to have to go back to work. And we're going to have to get this country moving again. And don't remember, I don't think it's May the 1st. I'm looking at the models, and I'm feeling much safer about it a little bit later than that. However, as I have said from day one, well, a couple things. I understand the people who are saying that we are shooting mosquitoes with bazookas, that the collateral damage is worse. If 10 million people are losing their jobs and we're going to lose 60,000 people to die into this thing, then you know what? I understand that philosophy. I don't know if that's the right or not. I don't know if I agree with it or not, but I understand that philosophy. But I do know that our economy can't take us going for months and months and months and months and months and months like some are hoping that we do. Like the Herb Streets of the World said, until we get a vaccine, you can't go back to doing stuff. No, I don't believe that. Because again, as I said 100,000 times now on this show, the meds are the key. If we can treat the symptoms, and if you tell me this, John, I asked my wife this. I'll ask you the same question right now. I asked my wife this the other day. Let's assume that you run John Height Motors, that you're a car salesman. And you're going to come across people all day, every day, that come into your very successful Maserati shop that you have there in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. John Height Motors, right? John, if I tell you that you got two choices, that you can A, be unemployed and close down until we get a vaccine, of which, by the way, that we have got a couple of the flu vaccines that only worked at 14%. So the vaccine, people are like, well, we got a vaccine now, never affect anybody again. No, it will, because we're trying this to the flu, and so far, you know, that's not the greatest thing ever sometimes. Anyway, so A, you're going to be unemployed until we find a vaccine, or for months and months and months and months and months, maybe whatever. Or B, there is a 90% chance you won't get it. If you do get it, there's a 80% chance you have mild symptoms, no symptoms at all, an 80% chance, whatever, that if you do, it's mild symptoms. And on top of this, John, a 1% chance you might die, maybe less than 1% chance. But on top of this, that I'm going to give you some meds. We're going to make these medicines that continue to develop and be available. And we're showing these great clinical tests that say that, you know what, if you get it, if you do get it, and if you do have more than mild symptoms, if you show symptoms and you have more than mild symptoms and you don't feel really, really good, that in a couple of days, or even a couple of hours, like some of these people are saying, that you're going to feel better. Would you go back to work at John Height Motors in Hilton Head and selling Maseratis?
Well, one, I appreciate in the scenario that you have me being highfalutin and you know, very fancy here.
Right.
Selling Maseratis in Hilton Head. I'll just put my pinky up in the air and we'll have a grand old time. I would probably go back to work.
To me, there is no, and that's your, and I'm not saying you're right or wrong about that. Some people go, no way. If there's a 1% chance that I might get something, no, I'll never take that risk. To me, the idea of, well, look, we got people that are unemployed because we're telling people they can't go back to work. But if you give me an opportunity, and you can pretty much assure me that the odds are going to be in my favor, some very, very high odds, and I don't want to get sick, but if I get sick, then you're going to give me these medicine to come take care of in a couple of days. I'm going back to work, man, and I'm going to get this thing moving again. So my point through all that is I don't think that we can crucify Mike Gundy personally for having an opinion. If your opinion differs, that's great. If you want to be a corona bro and tell me that everybody's going to die, that's great. You know what? Knock yourself out. I'm not going to try to talk you out of that. But with that said, I'm not sure that we can say that this guy's the worst guy. Are we going to follow Mike Gundy and his guidelines? No. Is Oklahoma State going to let Mike Gundy make the decision on when they come back? No. But can Mike Gundy have an opinion on what he can see and what he wants to come back to? Absolutely. And should Pat Forty rip him up and down in a column that makes him sound like that he's the biggest idiot in the face of the earth? If he wants to, fine, but I don't think he deserves that. He's a football coach. Would anybody in their right mind take the advice, health advice, when it comes to a disease from a football coach? No, if you do, you're crazy. So let the man have his opinion. And if you differ, if you think that we're coming back on May the 2nd rather than May the 1st, you know what? That's fine. If you think you're coming back on December the 2nd, or if you think we're not playing the football at all, that's fine too. You can have your opinion. But that doesn't make you an idiot the way people are calling Mike Gundy right now. He's optimistic. Do I agree? No, I don't think we're coming back May the 1st. I don't think we should. That's my opinion. I don't know. I'm not a pandemic expert. And I'm not telling him, I'm not listening to him tell me if I should or shouldn't. But it's okay for him to feel like, hey, man, we need to get back to work. I completely understand the thought that he has. We need to get back to work. And another thing, too, the way he says it, that we're going to test, that these bodies, these people have strong bodies, and they're going to fight these things off in a lot of cases. I think we have shown there's scientific evidence of that. It's not like he's coming off the cuff saying that we're going to sprinkle magic fairy dust on them, that nobody's got magic fairy dust. Do we have tests? Yes. Do people who are in good health survive it and have less chance of getting it? Yes. From what I understand, yes. Cool. And here's another thing, John. Here's a very, very big philosophical question for you. If you're in charge of 115 football players, do you feel better about their health in 115 different hometowns, around 115 different families, going to 115 different grocery stores, 115 different gas stations? Or do you feel better about them being in a central location where you can control that with their food, with their lodging, and with your testing, and with a better medical staff that you hired, that you trust? Which one do you feel better about?
And probably the one that, you know, provides the health care and the meals and all of that on campus, yeah.
Absolutely. That's what I say. Now, so in the end, is Mike Gundy this – let me put it like this. There's a lot of dumb jocks out there that dumb former jocks are going to be football coaches and make a lot big living. I don't think Mike Gundy's a dumb former jock. I don't think Mike Gundy got to where he got to by being just completely stupid. But, boy, if you read some of the national media guys now, much like Dabo Swinney, I happen to know that Dabo Swinney is an extremely intelligent guy. But, boy, if you listen to some of the national media out there, you think the guy's just a complete buffoon and an idiot for sharing an optimistic thought that we're actually going to play college football this year. Oh, this guy's an idiot to think we're going to do that. So, now leads me to my next subject. 3-4-2-4, honky donkey wonky. What will it take to come back? And now here's what I'm going to need help on. I've done numbers for six different sports and leagues. The PGA Tour, NASCAR, NBA, Major League Baseball, NFL, and college football. And the numbers don't look good for college football because of how many you have to have. But let's look at essential personnel, what it will take, how you could do it, and thus when you'll be able to do it. We'll do that after a very short break. My friends at Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com, Mark and his team, they're doing this remotely right now. I mean, you don't want to go in and actually, you know what? They're doing it like a lot of people have done it forever. They don't want to do it this way. They love sitting across the table from you. They love we used to love shaking your hand and being there for you. So, but they're doing it like everybody's always done it, and that's over the phone, over the internet, but they're forced to do it this way. Eventually, they'll get back to being in front of you, you sitting across the desk from them, and you ask these questions face-to-face. So let the team help you. It's a great team they've assembled. The rates are amazing, and they want to help you out now. Refinancing, buying houses. You know, I heard Brad Hughes talk about it yesterday. There's a lot of people out there right now that are buying new homes right now. They're insuring a lot of new homes right now. Refinancing, sure. Remodeling, absolutely. Apparently, everybody's at Lowe's and Home Depot, so we're doing some remodeling things around the house. Think about it. It's Prime Lending and PrimeLendingSC.com. There's a Prime Lending office near you. They'd love it to make this simple, make this process very, very doable for you and your family. We'll take a break. What will it take for these sports to come back, essential personnel-wise? Let's talk about some of the logistics after a very short break.
Hey, y'all. Bridget here for Linex of Anderson. You've probably heard they have the best spray-on bed liner in the business, but did you know they carry a wide range of truck accessories? And they can hook you up with a variety of hitches, including fifth wheel and gooseneck. If you want to take your vehicle to the next level of tough, go see my dad and brothers at Linex of Anderson on Pierman Dairy Road. I promise they will treat you like family, too.
Come see us today at Linex of Anderson. Rely on EnviroMulch for your outdoor project. With all the rain we've had, they can help with rock crush and run along with 57 stone for your erosion, flooding driveway, and water pooling issues. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Now is the time to get your porch, patio, or pool furniture from the Craft Stove Store and Patio. America's best outdoor furniture by Lloyd Flanders, Hanamint, Summer Classics, Brizesta Recycled Plastic, and Palm Springs Rattan. Take advantage of special seasonal prices on all in-stock patio furniture at the Craft Stove Store and Patio. Delivery and setup is always available at the Craft Stove Store and Patio. 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard in Greenville.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Edwards Auto Sales of Walhalla, South Carolina, in conjunction with Ford Motor Company, is excited to announce 0% financing for 84 months through Ford Credit on all remaining 2019 models. That's right, free money for 84 months. Talk about low payments, interest-free. 2019 Edges, F-150s, Mustangs, Rangers, Ford's entire 2019 lineup, including Super Duties. Take advantage of this incredible offer exclusively at Edwards Auto Sales of Walhalla, South Carolina. Visit us at edwardsautosales.net. See dealer for details. The home of no dealer fees.
Delicious hand-cut and prepared poultry, meats, and pork chops await you at the Chopping Block in Powdersville. USDA prime beef, Angus all beef, and Wagyu hot dogs, chicken breasts, Berkshire pork chops, and certified Angus ground chuck. Plus, meals to go like beef tips, lasagna, chicken and ziti dishes with meat sauce and more. Support local businesses like the Chopping Block in Powdersville on Highway 181 South, a couple of blocks off 153. Custom prepared meal, poultry, and pork. The Chopping Block, Powdersville.
If you're a pro, Lowe's knows how hard you work every day. So it's important that others are working hard for you. We're here to help with the supplies you need to make critical repairs and the products your customers need to keep their homes safe and healthy during this important time. From our convenient curbside loading to spring savings on the products you need most, our focus is to help keep your business moving forward. Lowe's is pro ready, and we thank you for all you do.
We're like family here. Crazy Uncle Eddie style family, but family. You're listening to The Roar.
Broken the news to your girlfriend that you're headed to Katichi with me next week.
I have.
So, with that said, you're going to look great. You're going to get a great time on the golf course. You get some great food too. You're going to look like a genius. I'm going to head down actually, maybe even a couple of days next week, and I can't wait to spend some time with Jeff Gotham. Because of virtual, we're seeing all kinds of virtual lessons now. You film your swing. You can FaceTime, Zoom, Facebook, all that technology. Somebody told me now that, what was one of those, John's, stuff where we did face-to-face stuff online that they're not even there anymore? What is
Skype?
That? Yeah, Skype. Is Skype done now?
I think so. I'm not 100% sure.
Isn't that crazy? Like, Skype was big like 2 months ago or 3 months ago. Now with Zoom and Facebook Live and FaceTime, and you can do all this stuff, so there's no more Skype? Like, what? I never Skyped anybody. I FaceTime on the phone, but I've never Zoomed. But anyway, my point is that you can do these virtual lessons, and you can do that with him now. Get out and play the golf course. John, I will promise you this. You will see more deer, turkey, hawks, I don't know, porcupines, skunks, armadillos. I don't know. You're going to see a bunch of wildlife out there. It's going to be great. And then the food's going to be amazing. Head down to Hartwell, Georgia. They are rocking and rolling. I saw numbers on golf courses. Golf courses are doing 200 players, 250 players. We're social distancing. We're taking all these precautionary steps, and they're doing a great job of it. Keep it up, guys. I can teach you they're doing this as well. Keep up the good work of social distancing and making sure that we can stay on the golf course. CATEECHEE.com. All right. So, John, I've just done this. And one of the things I want people to text into, healthcare text line 986-1566. Call in if you'd like, 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Or tweet at us. because I'm looking at the numbers and the logistics. And my numbers, you know, might not be right because I'm not thinking about everything here. But I've ranked these in six of what the personnel looks like. And from easiest to get back to toughest to get back as far as the numbers go. And again, some of my numbers might be off because I'm not might not be thinking straight here. But let's just see. On the PGA Tour, you're talking about 150 players coming back. Now, every single week, that number is going to go up. And to let's say 200, because there's 50 players. You can even say 250, because there's going to be 50 players that won't play one week, that play the next week. And you can see that. Now, the players, obviously, if you go without caddies and you give them carts, which I think is smart to do. No fans, by the way, at any of these right now. All right, just to start out with, no fans. You've got the television people can do it remotely. You got to have cameramen out there. You have to have those statistics people that are out there. Oh, by the way, maybe we don't have all of the driving statistics, the driving distances. Maybe we don't get all that technology. I know we won't have corporate tents, but I'm talking about bare bones. What does it take to put this thing on? You know, you're going to have some medical people, trainers. You're going to have some, you know, rules officials, some scoring officials. All together, John, is it safe to say that for a month of the PGA Tour, can we assume 250 players, really 150 per event, but let's assume that those rotate off and on, 250 players. Can you say with scoring, with medical, with putting these guys up in some sort of hotel type deal, with food, can we say 300 people, support staff people?
Yeah.
So now we're talking about 550. I think that through testing, through daily testing and through no caddies, riding in carts, not touching anything, 550 people to put it on. So let's keep that as our baseline. NASCAR driver, crew chief, the jack man, the gas man, the tire guys, the engine builders, the body guys, the engineers, I'm putting that at 30. Can we get away with 30 guys on NASCAR?
I would think so.
At the site itself. All right. Now, again, because back at the shop, man, you can practice social distancing at the shop. I'm talking about on the road. You got the truck drivers that are driving the equipment and the tires. And then, so you got 35 teams at 30. That's 1,050. NASCAR is going to have 300 people that work at the event itself, lap counters and medical people, the cleanup crews. So you're talking about less than 1,500 people. You're talking about 1,300 people. Remember, PGA Tour is 550. Let's go over, let's say 600 for PGA Tour. Let's go way over, and let's say 1,500 for NASCAR. The NBA, 30 teams, right? 30-ish, 30, 31, 32, whatever. All right. Players, you got 15 players, a head coach. Let's say coaching staff is 8. That's 10. That gets you up to 25. Managers, trainers, doctors. You got statistic people. Clock operators, 24-second clock. Can we get by with a total of 60?
I think so.
Per team?
Yeah, I think you can do that.
That's 1,800. I'm getting to a point here in a minute. PGA Tour, 600. NASCAR, 1,500. NBA, 1,800. Here's a tough one. Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball, 30 teams, 30-ish teams. You have, I think one of the biggest issues here, John, is you can't have minor leagues. Minor league players, no. So if a player gets hurt and has to go on the DL, what do? I think you have to have 40-man rosters. And if you have 20 guys hurt, guess what? You just get 20 guys hurt. You can't call up anybody because we're not nobody else is playing baseball. You can't house all, you know, the 200 minor league teams we have or how many ever it takes out there. So let's assume that 40 players, managers, hitting coach, pitching coach, base coaches, trainers, team doctors, statistician people, clubhouse people. Is it 100 per team with 40 players?
Yeah, probably roughly close to that.
Now we're talking 3,000. PGA Tour, 600. NASCAR, 1,500. NBA, 1,800. Major League Baseball, 3,000. All right, here's the bad news. NFL and college football. In the NFL, 32 teams, 53 players, maybe you get up to 60 players. Maybe you increase the rosters to 60. Coaches, managers, trainers, doctors, weight guys, strength conditioning guys, statistical people, film people. Can you say 300?
Yeah, probably so.
I think you can get by with 300. So if you're talking 32 teams times 300, you're talking about 9,600 people. Again, here's the jump. PGA Tour, 600. NASCAR, 1,500. NBA, 1,800. Major League Baseball, 3,000. NFL, 9,600. Here's the terrible news. College football. All right? With the schedule you're playing, let's talk about the same 300 number, right, that we use for the NFL. Even though you got twice the amount of players, but the personnel people about the same. And we went over that. Let's say 300 people to put the thing on. Players, coaches, managers, trainers, support staff. Let's say 300 per team. 130 Division I schools. They're going to be playing other schools out there. Let's just say it's just your 130 Division I's that come back, just for our accounting purposes. You're talking about 39,000. Oh, no, it's not that many. Hold on. 130 times 300. Yeah, you're talking about 39,000 now. PGA Tour, 600. NASCAR, 1,500. The NBA, 1,800. Major League Baseball, 3,000. The NFL, 9,600. College football, 39,000. John, can you see how that number gets us a little bit depressed, a little bit down on, we got to test 39,000 people every single day?
Yeah, I was in a much better mood when we were just making fun of the Gamecocks.
These are the logistical things. And you know what? We might have overshot on some of the numbers.
Well, I think we did, but I think that you need to in an exercise like this.
Yes.
Because I think if you try to go under and you try to skimp it, we're not presenting accurate information. I think you need to add numbers to it and round up even.
Even then, I want to finish the segment by just what am I missing here? All right. We accounted for players. We know the number of the teams are about right, right? We accounted for the players. We accounted for coaches. We accounted for assistant coaches, team personnel, support staff people, doctors, managers, trainers, food, shelter. I mean, how many different cleaning people are we talking about? Disinfecting dorm rooms. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It gets into a pretty significant deal. Now, I will say this. There are some out there that say if the whole university is not up and running, then you can't bring back football. I don't believe that. Because I believe that a lot of these places, if you choose just to do virtual classroom and virtual Zoom and do everything online, then that means we can't play football? No, I don't believe that at all. And look, here's the good news, man. I'm trying to look at the bright side of everything. There's a lot of jobs that are being created by this. There's a lot of cafeteria cooks and cafeteria workers and people who need those jobs. There's a lot of cleaning people who need those jobs. So if we're and oh, by the way, what we didn't mention there was that maybe like in the NBA and maybe with Major League Baseball, if we're going to central locate everybody, maybe that number goes down because we're sharing personnel. In other words, maybe instead of having every team having two or three team doctors, maybe for the whole league we'll have 20 doctors. Maybe instead of every team having 10 trainers, 8 trainers, maybe we share trainers, and maybe we instead of having 300 trainers, maybe we have 100 trainers, maybe. It's because we're sharing resources there. So maybe that number by the NBA and Major League Baseball, instead of the NBA needing 1,800 and Major League Baseball needing 3,000, maybe we cut it down by a few hundred. I don't know. That's the beauty of that. Also, and we're talking about quarantining these guys, that maybe a central location cuts down on some of that. Maybe it's the same food. You know, we're eating from the same food source. So we'll see. My friend Dave texts in. The bright side is everyone will be back to work by June. I hope, man. I hope. Look, the Corona bros will tell you no, we're all still going to be dying in June, and maybe so. But I believe that we are coming back sooner than later. And I believe we're on the downside of this thing pretty doggone soon here. In the next week or 10 days, we'll be starting to get on the downside of this thing. In different parts of the country, obviously, I don't want to keep prefacing all this stuff because somebody's going to say, well, you got to understand in Nevada, in Utah, in Montana, there's. I'm just telling you, the overall feeling is it's pretty positive news. Less of an impact than we were projected doomsday scenario a few weeks ago. But, John, I just want to get that out. And, again, just in finishing up, and, again, maybe we're not correctly thinking about everything that it takes. But in those rough numbers, PGA Tour 600 people needed and testing on a, you know, fairly – only – well, if you do practice rounds – oh, you got to have maintenance people out there at every golf course, too. They're already doing that anyway. I'm talking about adding to what the tour does and all stuff. Man, 600. NASCAR, 1,500 people. The NBA, 1,800 people. Major League Baseball, 3,000 people. The NFL, 9,600. College football, 39,000. 40,000. So, when we come back, buddy, I'm going to get you a much brighter, much, much brighter side of things. Make you feel a lot better about some of these things. Our friends at Engineered Sleep, we heard from Jay Orders last week, and man, they are doing great. They've closed their showroom for now, but you can order online, and they'd love to help you out. It's Engineered Sleep. And engineersleep.com. Get that mattress made for you. He talked about it, and I've heard this before, and I've heard him show me before of all the other gimmicks that other people do. Don't fall for that. Get a mattress that made exactly how you want it, and they can even split it for you. Let's say that between you and your spouse, that one of you likes the firm, different, and one firm is different than the other person. They can split it right down the middle. You know, you got your side of the bed, I got my side of the bed. We want different stuff. They can do that down the middle. If you like, let them make your mattress for you and deliver that for you today. It's Engineered Sleep and engineeredsleep.com. Short break, much more on the other side right after this.
It's another Solid Orange Clemson rebroadcast this Saturday. Relive the classic football game from 2017, Clemson versus Louisville, Saturday morning at 10 a.m. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union, Hartwell Village Shopping Center, Burton Properties, Granger Nissan, Priority One, Krispy Kreme, and Toyota of Easley. Number 3 Clemson downs number 14 Louisville and Heisman Trophy winner Lamar Jackson in this classic game replay on the Clemson Tigers Network. Clemson versus Louisville from 2017, this Saturday at 10 a.m. on The Roar.
A lot of things have changed in the last few weeks, but some things remain the same. Carson's Steak Warehouse in Anderson has some of the juiciest hand-cut steaks and best menu options around. Still get your Carson's fix, but to go. Help support the workers and businesses like Carson's who make your week great. Order your lunch or dinner to go, 11 a.m. to 9 p.m., any day of the week. Call in your to-go order at 864-226-9400. Carson Steak Warehouse To-Go, 864-226-9400.
It's bow time. The drive-thru is open and the food is real deal. Because no matter what else is going on, you still got a hungry family. Bojangles has your back. Buy 20 Supremes and get 5 free all for just $25. It's bow time.
Don't just trust anyone with your vehicle. First Class Halt Techs have over 175 years experience. Factory equipment, 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty, and free shuttle service. Friendly service in two locations, Clemson Boulevard, Anderson, and Roper Mountain Road, Greenville. FirstClassHalt.com.
Rely on EnviroMulch for your outdoor project. With all the rain we've had, they can help with rock crush and run along with 57 stone for your erosion, flooding driveway, and water pooling issues. Order online at EnviroMulchOnline.com.
Have you searched all over for your family's vehicle and can't find it on the lot? With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Proudly serving the upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers and home with a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new vehicles. Conveniently located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson and only 25 miles from Greenville, and online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Warm weather is ahead. That means look out for those summer thunderstorms we see in the upstate every year. Don't let bad weather and snapping tree branches leave you in the dark. Be prepared with a Generac automatic whole home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Pro Power Premier dealer, ready to serve you. Give Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
If you're a mattress shopping, you must go visit Engineered Sleep on Congaree Road in Greenville. Each mattress is made in-house, and their showroom has the most popular models for you to try out. Engineered Sleep makes your mattress shopping easy. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, and setup is free. Buy local and buy direct from the manufacturer. Visit EngineeredSleep.com for more information. That's EngineeredSleep.com. Sleep like a lamb, rise like a tiger.
Covering Spartanburg County with 15 hours of local sports programming. AM 1560, The Roar.
Homegrown alligator, see you later. Gotta hit the road, gotta hit the road. The sun ain't changing the atmosphere. Architecture unfamiliar. I could get used to this. Time flies by in the yellow and green. Stick around and you'll see what I mean. There's a mountain top that I'm dreaming of. If you need me, you know where I'll be. I'll be riding shotgun underneath the hot sun, feeling like a someone.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us here on a Thursday, on a Wednesday, I should say. Thursday show tomorrow is the last show of the week. We take Good Friday off, and rightfully so. Our friends at the Patterson Tax Service, they aren't taking a whole lot of days off right now. They're rocking and rolling. Now, we know that you have till July the 15th, but, hey, we're going to get these stimulus checks. Maybe I hope you get your SBA checks and your payroll protection checks if you're a company out there. But if you want to even save even more money and look at it and set your business up right and make sure that you're getting the most you can out of your situation, then why not go with the Patterson's Tax Service? I want to talk to you later about what they do for bookkeeping and accounting, payroll stuff. For your companies right now, though, let's get these tax returns filed and let's maximize that refund, and let's do it with the best in the business, and let's do it safe with their procedures that they have in place there, dropping everything off in an envelope and picking it up later, or let's do it online with these folks. Let them take care of you. It's the huge staff there that I know and I trust, and I've been doing it. And I go back and look, I told someone yesterday, I go back and look at what I was not taking advantage of years ago, and my wife would say, "Well, you can retrofile some of these." I went, "Nah, I'm not doing all that." But I threw away a lot of money because I was not maximizing my return legally the way I could have done it. Since I went to the Patterson Tax Service 10 or 12, 15 years ago now, whatever it was, man, we've done great with that. And so think about the Patterson Tax Service. Let them take care of it for you. I just promise you, you'll put that to bed. There's enough to worry about in this world. So many people worry about taxes. Not me. Got them on my side, PATTAX.com. So, John, question to you. Well, first of all, do we have any texts that have come in? I don't have the text line available in front of me here. Do we have any texts that have come in that have pointed out anything that we have not talked about so far? When it comes to this,
one guy said you missed TV production.
Yeah, now that is different. And that's a good point. Oh, by the way, we don't have to have TV, but I'd like to have TV. For TV now, that is a hard number to figure because per sport cameraman, like Goff would be more, we think. And the production might not be as good. We might not have all the on-course stuff. We might not have the pro tracer stuff. You know, maybe NASCAR, maybe we don't have all of the GPS technology that we normally have. We give some of that up, obviously. So those numbers are very, very difficult. But even then, I'd say this. Keeping production truck people away from each other, they're small production trucks. I've been in these before. And so I kind of get that a little bit. But how many do you need? And can you do this remotely? Remember this about even the announcing. Remember, we're having announcers not on the sites. We've got studios in Charlotte with the ESPNU stuff where Roy Philpott and those guys will tell you, we're doing basketball games and we're not actually on the site. So do you need those? How do you need those? Can they be broadcast? Can they do do they have to be at the site there? Can they do it from a remote location like we're doing our show today? So that's an interesting, and that's a good thought. So, John, just let me lay the scenario out for you. I'm going to get the Dabo's comments here in a minute, what he said to Mark Packard. But just let me lay the scenario out for you. What are your biggest concerns moving forward? And let's leave college football out for now because 39,000, man, that's a tough deal. But let's talk in terms of PGA Tour, NASCAR, NBA, Major League Baseball, and the NFL. All those are less than 10,000 that we figured out for essential personnel to get this thing done. All right, if I lay this scenario out for you, we're going to test frequently. We're going to test everyone. We're going to quarantine, and even in some of these two sports, Major League Baseball and NBA, we're going to centralize our locations in Las Vegas for the NBA and in Arizona for Major League Baseball. And if I can assure you that these meds are showing signs of working, if I can assure you that we're going to be testing every single day and quarantining those that get sick to limit their contact, what are your biggest concerns then?
Well, given that all the health precautions have been taken, everyone's been tested, we can give treatment if needed. I don't know if it's the biggest thing for me, but one that keeps popping out to me, and I saw it kind of mentioned on SportsCenter, we got TV on in here, where Chris Sale's talking about, I don't know if I can be away from my family for 4 or 5 months.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting these professional athletes to willingly go live in a hotel for 4 months away from everybody when, quite frankly, they're in a better situation at quarantine at home.
Okay.
That's I don't know if that's the biggest issue, but that's one that I could see, an NBA max player not wanting to leave his home to go stay in a hotel for 2 months or, he hasn't said anything, but I'm just going to use it from a contractual standpoint. A guy like Bryce Harper or Mike Trout, who have these crazy huge contracts, being willing to go back and live in like they did playing minor league ball. I think that's something that could come up.
That's a legitimate concern, and I don't discount that. I don't want to be away from my family. Let me say this. So if I criticize a guy on that, I can tell you the idea of me not being near Drake or not being near my wife. Now, when you ask my wife, she might think something totally different about me. But I have legitimate, I can understand that. I do not want to spend a single day of my life without Drake and Meredith.
Right.
So, man, that is 100%.
Nor should you. They're your family. That's how you should feel.
Right. Now, with that said, though, you pay me $20 million, and we might be talking about something else. Now, let me.
And also, sometimes in life, we have to make personal sacrifices for the greater good.
Right. And look, let me say this, too, now. That a lot of these players don't live with their families. Now, they bring them in, but like a lot of New York Yankees, I stayed in a hotel one time in New York and said, man, you know, several of the Yankees live here. Well, their families are back in their hometowns. They've got their lives back, you know. Roger Clemens' family was in Texas and Andy Pettit's family was in Louisiana, whatever it was. So you live, and now you bring your family up every couple of weeks. You fly them up and all that kind of stuff. Don't get me wrong. And maybe you build in breaks for Major League Baseball. Maybe you build on, well, could then you come back? I don't know if you could do that. But let me, I got two or three really good points here. One is that you're right. That is tough. And that'd be tough somebody to ask. I would say that maybe if you don't want to do it, don't do it. But somebody out there is going to be wanting to do it. The other side of this is you are providing for your family. And if I, as much as I want to be around my family, I'd say, Drake, say, hey, Dad, if you can go make $20 million, bud, let's FaceTime every night, but go make that money for us, buddy. You know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
As a 30-year-old man.
There is the technology now.
Yeah. Would you love for your dad to take off for a couple of months and make $20 million? Now, but on the other side of it, just from a career and a legacy standpoint, these guys' clocks are ticking. That was something that Adam Silver said, that these guys want to play. It's what they do. It's in their blood. But also, statistically speaking, these guys' biological clocks are ticking, and they know their time is out there limited, and you got the rest of your life to spend with your family. And again, that's a harsh, harsh take. I get that. But let me just end this conversation by presenting this out there to you. And if we were talking about doing this in the peak of this epidemic, being away from my family in the peak, that'd be really, really tough. But, John Hite, when we look at what the models say, if we're talking about doing this in June, for the most part, now again, I'm not a pandemic expert, but for the most part, we're talking about being on the downside of this thing, and this good news. We've got a really, really rough week this week and next week coming up. The numbers aren't going to look good. But if you look at the models, or I'm looking at this University of Washington model right now, June the 1st looks really, really good. And I think we have to take into context this, that if you tell me that I go to the grocery store for our family. Meredith does not go. And goodness gracious, we don't take Drake with us to the grocery store. I think the grocery store is the single most dangerous thing we do right now. We have to, but so we limit it. We go every 2 weeks or every week or whatever, and we limit it. But if you tell me in the peak of it, I don't want Meredith going to the grocery store. I don't want her getting sick, and I don't want Drake getting sick, and I don't want to bring it home, but I would want to be the one to go do it, right? Well, if you tell me now, this week, next week, now here not in South Carolina, it's going to be a little bit later than that, leaving my family at the peak of it or in really, really, really bad times, that's one thing. In June or in July, I would feel much more comfortable on the downside of this thing. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
If the models are what I think they are, and if the models are correct, and these numbers keep getting better and better and better, and these projections keep getting better and better and better, then I feel a heck of a lot better if I've got to go leave for a job in June and July than I do right now in April. So that's important to me through all that. And the other side of this is, the sports themselves. I can tell you that I would feel a heck of a lot better about social distancing on the PGA Tour than I would NASCAR. But I'd feel better about social distancing in NASCAR than I would in Major League Baseball. But I would feel better about social distancing in Major League Baseball than I would football. And I feel better about doing football than I would basketball. To me, basketball would be the one where we're up close. We don't have pads on. We don't have helmets on. We don't have face masks on. That we're up close. We're sweating. You remember the Ben Stiller movie where he went up and the guy's hairy, fat body scraped all the way up and down him on a jump shot or whatever? I keep seeing that picture in my mind of this sweat and, you know, all that stuff. So every sport's going to be different. Every individual is going to be different. But I think it's pretty clear to say right now that June is going to be different than April. The thing I keep putting myself into thinking as well is if I am a parent of a college football player, what are my thoughts about my son and sending my son back to school? And What does that look like compared to what he's doing here at our house? And but when you sign on with these schools, you're signing on that they're going to take care of your son. And so hopefully how smart people in some places that you're going to send your son back to a very stable environment, a very safe environment, a disinfected environment, a testing environment, a quarantining environment. And I would think that one of the most important things that the NCAA can do, and each of these individual athletic departments can do, and each of these individual coaches can do, is assure families that while we can't tell you that your son or daughter is not getting sick, but we can tell you that we are taking every single precaution and we're going overboard and we're making sure that we get that. I hope that makes sense. Because that look, now that I have a son, you better doggone assure me, buddy. And I'll have trust anyway. I'm not gonna let my son go play for a coach or go to work for government that I don't believe in anyway. But boy, you better reassure me. How about that? You better reassure me that you're doing everything, and I want to hear about it. And before we do this kind of things, anyway, I hope that sounds okay there, John. Hope that sounds all right. All right, let's take our next break. In the next hour, I have Dabo Swinney's comments that he was on Mark Packer's radio show, and he was pretty I think it's interesting about him having to defend himself. And also, Ralph Patterson, my great friend, the director of athletics at Newberry, sent me the past 50 years of college football and a lot of data. I'm going to surprise you with some of the data by decade and by wins and by winning percentages and how many winning seasons and how many seasons losing seasons and how many perfect seasons. I've got a lot of information to get to you. Hey, our great friends at Carolina Flooring Specialists, you know, I didn't pass by a home in our neighborhood that's doing their garage now. I need to make sure they did it right, did it with Carolina Flooring Specialists. I'll be good to do that today. It's Carolina Flooring Specialists, 404-8158. Part of the great thing about Studio G, yesterday, this is a true story, John, I was looking around, I was kind of cleaning up the garage a little bit, and I looked out, and there's a little dirt spot, so I took some cleaner and just wiped it up, and now it looks great. I spilled a drink in here yesterday. What did I do? I wiped it up. 404-8158, Carolina Flooring Specialists.